Sugyas of Gerus, as you know by now, are not the easiest sugyas in the world. They are among the most practical and most thorny. And we're going to... I'd love to try to finish up these sugyas of Gerus this week. B'li neder, b'li shvua, b'li shum kabbalah b'leiv. Just talking about, you know, in theory. Because, you know, it's time to move on. But I'd love to. But you know, that implies that I may not. I'd be a realist. Okay, well, we'll try. Now, there is a question, which we spoke about a little bit, about Higdili Yecholon Limchos, a sugin mesech v'ksubas, and afyud aleph and aleph, when it applies, right? When exactly does it apply? We had a question of Bezdin doing it. The Ramban suggested can't because Makor Bezdin Yofer. We reject that. Then there's some who claim if the father did it, he can't protest either. We reject that as well. Yes, there is a Bahag. We spoke about that. I'm still looking for the Chevel Nevi'im Rishonim at the Chassam Sofer quoted. I still haven't found them who supposedly agree with this principle that you cannot be Moche if it came with the father. I just haven't found it. I don't know. Maybe I'm just missing something. Maybe I misunderstood what the Chassam Sofer said, although we had it on the board. Everyone read it together with me. That's a little bit of a missing piece for me. Now, the question, of course, becomes why, in fact, can there be Moche? After all, the Chassam Sofer quotes a Rashba in Kiddushin Chav Gimel that if it's a Schus Gomer, no Macho is possible. So the answer is twofold. They argue with the Rashba, or they reinterpret the Rashba. The Marit Al-Ghazi in Bechoros, in Perek Aleph, it's called Tzivkot and Zayin, disagrees. Says the Rashba never meant it. I have it, it's on my desk in Beis Medrash, and these brand new, beautiful Gemaras in Os Kuf Mem Beit on the bottom, they have a whole slew of Gedolim who deny that the Rashba ever meant it. He never meant it. He meant by Shtar Shichrur, a person, the Eved cannot say no. It's a unique din, unique to Shtar Shichrur. As a matter of fact, even within the let's leave it at that. So he maybe never said it. Lohoyu dvar me'olam. He never said it. Nafkamina, halacha lemaisa. Nafkamina is a case of get zikui. Probably never heard of the get zikui. It's better that way. But you know what it is, even if it's... What is the get zikui? We have it then in Shulchan Aruch, in Ramah, in Eben Ezer, Simon Aleph. Remember the opening Simon. Opening Simon says Rabbi Megershim, Erechayrim. In Sif Yud, you can't have two wives. This we all know. In that saint, in the Ramah, says as follows. What happens if a woman converted to another religion? He wants to get married again. Well, what's he going to do? He's celibate his whole life? His wife became a Christian. So, mezakeh lo get ayadei acher v'nosei acheres. He's mezakeh her get. Now, mezakeh get. A get is a chov, not a schus, right? We had a Gemara in Masechta Yevamos, which we spoke about a long time ago. Is there a possible case where, although normally we say it's bad for a woman to be divorced, that's the normal assumption, and therefore we cannot write a get for her when she's not there to receive it herself. But there may be exceptional situations where maybe it's good for her to receive a get, in which case we could apply the principle of Zochin, right? Here it is over here. Kuf Yud Chesemet Beis. We spoke about this at the very beginning of the year, for those of a good memory. Hamazaka get the Ishtu B'mokum Yovamal, B'mokum K'totamal. Well, that's where the Tavla Mesem comes in, if you recall correctly. So here we say, look, this woman is in a different world. She's in church. Now, remember, in the church, it's only the priests, the monks, and the nuns, they're celibate, but everybody else is not. So what's she doing? In effect, she's being over a little sinner every single day with her new husband slash partner slash boyfriend, whatever you want to call it. So it's bad for her not to be still married Jewishly to her or to her husband. So it's good for her to get a get. She's in a different religion. And many poskim say b'zman hazeh, any secular woman who's presumed to have relationships with men, we can write a get zikui. If she doesn't want to come to take a get, we just write her a get, and we give it to someone to acquire it for her. Yes, we try to inform her to tell her we have it, and she'll come and pick it up. I was told by our Bezdin that in more than half the case where they write a get zikui, they say, oh, once it's written already, I'll come and get it, or come get, send it to me. Even though it was refused before that. So that's the concept of get zikui. And the question then becomes, what if she says, no, I don't want it? She screams and she yells, I don't want it. So, the Avnei Meluim is over here, Zohar, Shlomofanov, right? Anan Sadeh, she wants it. Here, she doesn't care. She will go sit in the church. Anan Sadeh, she doesn't want it. She doesn't want it. So therefore, the question will become, she'll say, I don't want it. I want any part of it. Quotes the Rashba. The Rashba says, and this is a quotation of the Rashba, the same as the one that the Ketos quoted. He's like this. Talking about Shichur. Matana is different. Because now it's Chus Gomer. Sona Matanos Yichye. Okay? Most people like money, so it's still considered on balance of Chus. Alright. But it gets Shichur, which is Chus Gomer. Matir B'Baskor, Machlinus on the Cloudness of Yisrael. Even if he screams and everything else, but Ladaita's a Kolodom. That's what he says. So how do you understand? Oh. Then he quotes as follows. He says, Ger Kotten, Shet Bilu Bezdin, Ein Zochen Bal Karcho, Ksubas HaFir Aleph, Hidili Chol Limchos. Here it's different. Why? Because there's a different reason completely. We would say if they ever were in front of us, we'd force him to accept the Ishtar Shikr against his will. So even if he's not here, we basically give it to him no matter what. No matter what. The question becomes, you rely on the Rashba when it comes to a get as well. Not so simple. Did the Rashba really mean that it's Chus Gomer you can't protest? Or is it unique to the Ishtar Shikr? That's a question with how you read the Rashba. It's not so clear how to read this Rashba. There are two ways of reading it, and it's an afkamina locha lemaisa. On this din, the Gura says, it's if cotton lamed with gimel, the Gura says, this din of mezakeh, it's like ger cotton, but be also al das bezin. There, of course, we pass in the dili chom limchos. The fact that the Gura quotes that as precedent for this din in the Ramah indicates that if the lady says, I don't want this get, that you can't be mezakeh for her. That's a simple reading of the Gra in Sivkoton Lamed Gimel. So it would appear. Avdel Luhm thinks, well, maybe yes, with the Rashba. Okay? The Rabbi Yitzchak Chana seems to say it that way. I think the minig is to follow that, but it's not so posh at Halacha Lamais. Fine. Atkan for openness. Now, Bosai, I'd like to tell you a few more things. One is that we had spent so much time in the Shita Mekubetzes. We really did. I think it was very worthwhile every single second we spent on it. But you know what? We started in the Gemara. That's a place to start. But we didn't read the Mishnah. The Mishnah. I didn't read the Mishnah because it was the Mishnah then. The Mishnah is just telling you what then. The Mishnah is actually quoted later on by the Gemara. That's what it's doing there. But on the Mishnah, the very first piece, Masnisin, Hagiores, etc., Shinis Gairu. Factor it to me like Giyorish in his Gairu. Shagoyish in his Gairu. You're not a Ger until you become a Ger. What do you mean like Giyorish in his Gairu? Pokos me Gimel Shanim. You're not a Ger until you're a Ger. Hagoyish in his Gairu. So the Ritva, it's not nice to call him a Goy because he became a Ger. It's not so nice. That's how the Ritva starts off. You know, not politically correct. Says the Shita Mekubetzes, not only that, it's much more than that. Says as follows. He says like this. He says, Hagioris Pirish. Toisvis says over Yenaf Yadav. We saw. Madbilan also al das bezin nicha nami. The cuts, what they say, that a goy cotton, kevin shebol is gayer, chashvina leki Yisrael cotton. That's remember if you saw the toast Naf Yadav. A cotton, according to one gears of Rabbi Matzia, Zachon no midorais. I's a goy. So it says, no. As he plans to become a Yisrael, he's already now considered to be some extent to be a Yisrael. Chashvinik Yisrael Kod. Hilkal Hovikar le Gioras, Achlan is Gairo. even though she hasn't gone through the meal and the tefillah yet, once she wants to become Jewish, for something she's considered like Jewish. Wow! This is mind-boggling. My halacha lemaisa and hilchos shlichus. It's not just start talking, you know, in politically correct how you refer to him, etc. In halacha, ain't shlichus legoy, but yeh shlichus le Yisrael. And for that purpose, we consider like a Yisrael. We saw the Tosfos, you know, from Alpha Kubis. Wild. So we will get to this later. One of the last things we have to talk about, believing that I will get to it, if not this week, next week, is there's certain restrictions which apply to Goyim. And how are you going to become a Ger if you keep these restrictions? Number one, Shabbos. Is a girl allowed to keep Shabbos? Who knows? Not allowed. Two, learning Torah. Is a girl allowed to learn Torah? No. So how do you train to be a Ger if you're not allowed to learn Torah, not allowed to keep Shabbos? So we shall see that the Marsha and Shabbos says that once you want to become a Ger, you're allowed to learn Torah. And there are those who claim that once you want to become a Ger, you can keep Shabbos. Otherwise, every Ger who's studying to be a Ger, even after the Mila, before the Tefillah, ain't no Ger, has to be Mechalel Shabbos B'davka, because the Goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. There's a tremendous tumult. It was a famous case 100 years ago in Yerushalayim about this very case. Yes.
Rabbi, based on the Yavis that we saw that he himself was a mitzvah to convert, so wouldn't it be right. Bechalel his mitzvahs to learn Torah because he had mitzvahs?
Could be. But the mitzvah to convert, you can argue that until he does that, he's not allowed to learn Torah to keep Shabbos. But that's not a proof. The Yavis have to hurry up, but it's not a proof that it's really, in fact, it's factual. Yes.
Isn't a
Ger Toshev
allowed to keep all mitzvahs except for like once? Like, wouldn't
he
be able to
keep Shabbos? He's not a Ger Toshev, this fellow. He's a plain goy. We don't have a Ger Toshev as man. You're right, in principle. Okay. Number two, I want to say one more thing. Two more things about the Sugya of Ger Kotten before we proceed. We had many interpretations how it works, but we never quoted what the Shach writes, not in Hilchos Geiris, mind you, but in Hilchos Pidyon Aben of all places. Hilchos Geiris is Reish Samaches. Hilchos Pidyon Aben is Siman Shin Hei. In a long discussion, it's endless. This Nekudas HaKesef, he goes on, that's his commentary to respond to the Taz. The Taz was a bit older. He wrote the Turei Zov, and it's based in Shir HaShirim, even though Turei Zov is a play on words. Turei Zov in Shir HaShirim, Torei Zov is with a tough. Turei Zov is a play on the word Tur, which would attest. So he writes Nekudas HaKesef, that's his critique. On the Taz Siman Shin Hei Sivkot and Yud Aleph, he goes to town, pages and pages. I mean, it's pages. They're only a narrow things on the side. One, two, three. It's so very long. In the middle of the whole thing, he says he doesn't like Tosfos and Ksubas Yud Aleph. He thinks they're wrong. What kind of Rabbanan? It's crazy. How can it be? But how does it work? So what? Either it's Chus Gomer, we just mentioned. You can't. Chus Gomer is works. But if it's a question, Chus Gomer, how can you be Melchem? Yes or no? Whatever it is. It's a din d'oraisas chus gomer. Or, he says, it was in a new concept. The concept of apotropos. That the Ger Kotten, Rav Ossi was saying, it's a concept of apotropos. Apotropos is an amazing concept. It's quite a remarkable concept. Sugan Kiddushin, beginning of the second parak, quotes it as a separate and distinct concept over and above Zachin. And if it's a separate and distinct concept over and above Zachin, which may work mid d'oraisas, 2 days in Rajba. Apotropos takes Truma in certain limited cases. The Machlok's 2 days in Rajba in Gittin Nun Beis, I believe. And he quotes over here. Is the Pshat with the rice he can take from no matter what, and with the rice he cannot take at all. If he can take no matter what, it indicates to the Shach and to the Kulas HaKesef, it's a brand new din, Apotropos, and therefore it works with the rice, and therefore it works with, that's Pshat Ger Kotten, Mabino Salah Bezin, to become as Apotropos. Local parentis, like a bimkom av, as Rashi said. It's a whole new din, not the regular din of Zachin. So suggest, it's a middle of one suggestion among many over here in this Nekudas HaKesef. I just wanted to let you know, it's a different way of looking at things. We mentioned last week a concept of Ger Kotten Apilos Al Das Bezna, I use the expression of Das Acheres Makne, because I was bothered with the Kashan of Naf Nun Beis on the Beis. But Oder B'nichse Ager is not Kona, because you don't realize that you don't realize what you're doing, and if you don't realize what you're doing, So you cannot actually be effective. So I suggested that the reason that it works, because the Odeh B'Nechzei Ager, the Ktzos says, and others say, it works to ask Chesed. By the way, speaking of Ktzos, the Ktzos doesn't like the Shach at all. The Ktzos is in Reish Mem Gimel, in Sifkot in Zion, I believe, where he does quotes the Shach and attacks it at length. The other Ktzos we mentioned already last week, I think, is in Ayin Reish Hay, where he does like the idea that that Das Acheres Makta will work in many cases, such as Odeh B'Nechzei Ager. So I think that I was Machaven to what's written over here. Let me see if I can find it. Find it right now. I believe that this question was raised in a somewhat different way by Reb Chaim Brisker. Wow. Reb Chaim Brisker, as quoted in the Sefer Birchas Shmuel Masechta Kiddushin, written by Reb Baruch Ben. And he apparently raises this question that how can the Geiris be good in some of these cases where you don't even know what you're doing, things of this nature. If I'm not mistaken, and here in Birch Shmuel it says, although I'm not finding it this minute. Try to find it later on. That perhaps we should apply the principle of Das Acheres Makne in this context. So, here it is. Tischiyah Shel Geiris. It's in Simen, Birchas Shmuel, Simen Yud Aleph, Sif Katan Vav. He quotes the Ktzos, Resh Mem Gimel. He says, there's no Yad, etc. So Mil and Tfila work, how can it be? He quotes Mori V'Rabbi, Zechus Yogan Lenu Amen Atzob Chaim. Tadei Da Kinyonim, Shel Geirus, Eina Kamo Kinyonik, Mekak and Metadli. Of the Zechia Shel Geiris, have a kinyan shel mila tefila davin begufa. Therefore, came a honey, gamel in a Zechia Shel Zochem and do a Geiris, ayadei, das acheres machne shel bezdin. Wow. He's not so sure about Baruch Be'ez true. Quotes the base Yaakov and Ksubas daf Yud Aleph. Does our base manager have a base Yaakov downstairs in Ksubas? It should. Do me a favor, if it does, bring it, put it on my desk tomorrow. I call now say the Atzmo. Not that the Bezin's doing it. The Ger himself is doing it. HaBezin Eino Ele Mechavnim Kavon Al Amila V'Tvila Kavo B'Nida Shantosa Chavreta V'Tovla HaKoponim Kondor Abchayim. You understand very well. A whole different kind of a din. Atkan. So, I just wanted to bring this to your attention. I also thought about it on my own, this concept of Das Ches Makne when it comes to Geirus. Apparently it's Mechavn to Abchayim. Wow. It's a big schuss. At least to some extent, that was Mechavet Reb Chaim. Yes?
The longest. First of all, is this work within Tosfos? Sound like Tosfos and Sanhedrin a little bit. That the Lashon of Bez is not doing anything, he's doing it on his own? Is that?
He does quote Tosfos and Sanhedrin in this place. He does quote it, right? You are correct. Shemati Ezmi Piv from Reb Chaim. The Tosfos and Sanhedrin and the Samaches hold that Schiah's Kerkot is not a Shlicha Shel Schiah, a De Atzmo. Right? He's so young, he doesn't know what he's doing. Das
Acheres Makne. So that's using Das? I thought we were saying that
those don't need to balls in this at all. Yeah, but you need every, as I told you so many times, an action requires a consent. I want to acquire a watch, I have to pick up the watch, and I have to want to pick up the watch. And Zechir works on both. In some cases, Zechir works only on the Das. In some cases, Zechir works only on the Maisa. And in some cases, Zechir works in both. So Chaim is saying that's Acheres Makne works here on the consent.
Not the mitzvah.
The action of Geiris. The action of Geiris requires Das. You have Kabbalah as whether that's part or not part of the procedure, or it's only prerequisite. We went that before, but you need consent for the actual games.
Right, I thought we were saying in this Tosa is that Kabbalah did not put...
That's Kabbalah that you're asking.
No, it was not.
We're talking two different levels. You're talking about the particular requirement of Kabbalah Smith. I'm not discussing that. The Gerish itself has that consent. Forget about what the details are. You can't become a Ger against your will, Peshuta. Ad Khan, Abchaim, over here. If you can read me the Beis Yaakov, I'd like to see what he quotes. Good. Now, we had mentioned my particular theory within Shitas HaRambam that was based on what I call an ethical concept. You can't force, you can't punish somebody who was going to, who never accepted upon himself the mitzvahs. Yisrael are punished because we either because our neshamas were all in Har Sinai, if you want to go with the sword, it's somewhat more esoteric. Or if you wish, you can say it on a simpler level that it was a commitment on the part of all of Klal Yisrael, and we can't opt out of it. But a ger, if he accepts it himself, he's punishable, but otherwise not. So I found around Ramban Chumash by Yafas Tohar, because it says exactly what I said, mamish word for word. Didn't say on a ger katan, said on Yafas Tohar. Torah HaKadosh says in the beginning of Parshas Kiseis, as we well know. So what does it say over here? That the person does such and such and such and such and such. Yom lo chafatz taba v'shilachto l'nafsho. You send her on her way. Right? You send her on her way. Okay, so what does that mean? What do the words mean? The writes as follows. Second. Oh. The Ramban says like this. Kikulo bavura achreach. You're basically forcing him to do what he doesn't want to do. Aval imratasol this guy b'chevetz nasha b'bezen k'mishpat. Harei muteres miyad gamlo. Gamlo b'v'liyachiv. This whole special thing fast over, but she doesn't agree. You don't have to wait 30 days, nothing. Right away, Mutter. And he quotes our Gemara. Mem Zayinim Beis Masechti Yevamos. Yerach Yomim. Okay? Take a look. Open the Gemara, just see right in front of you. Yerach Yomim. The last few lines of Mem Zayinim Beis. Pemet Vavurim Shlo Kiblo Leo. Abel Kiblo Leo Matbilo Mutlomet. Right in the last two lines. But then he adds something. What's going on over here? This woman was basically forced converted, and then he doesn't want her. V'shilachtol l'nafsho, ki amiskayeres b'rotzon nachriach oso l'shmor haTorah v'imtachal haShabbos tisokel. And if she agrees on her own to want to become a convert, we say it's a legitimate agreement, even though she did it out of some measure out of fear. She yichoshev girusim nehayira, as we have halach kum gerim chavdalam advez, even geri arayos, because she agreed. Agav unto gama v'kibla. But if she refuses to agree, then v'shilach to l'nafsha, and then she's not punishable. This is exactly my word. If you accept it, you're punishable. And if you don't, you're Jewish, but you're not punishable. So somebody said, how can that be? The Ramban said it. I just added that it applies in this kind of a case as well. I couldn't find the Sefer downstairs, so I'm not going to talk about it now. The Sefer Meshech Chochma talks about this in two places. In Parshas in Shmos, Parshas Yisro, and in Dvorim. They only have one Meshech Chochma set, and the Shmos is missing. Precious Shmos is missing. Anyone ever go to the Old Beis Medrash? Does anyone ever go there at all? No one ever goes there anymore? There's nobody here who ever sets foot there. No, that was special. Okay, I'll try to get one for tomorrow. I just was frustrated. I couldn't find it before. I wanted to read it to you. He said something along these lines. Remind me tomorrow. Either bring it to me. The one on the Devarim, they have it. The one on Shmos, they don't. So you will get it, or put on screen. I wanted to show it to you if we can. So these are some of the points I wanted to bring out before we actually start what's new for today's shiur. Okay, Rabosai. We already mentioned the big argument that the poskim have regarding a non-observant family who wants to adopt a child. is the adoption valid or not valid? So he has a discussion over here in the Sefer Mishnah Sager, a beautiful Sefer, which he collects so many different things. He has a chapter on this, Simon Ches in the back. Din Ger Kotlin She'eno Godel Bevayas Shomer Torah Mitzvus. Very, very beautiful title. That's exactly what he's going to talk about. It's a Simon Ches, it's 2.5 pages, starting from page Reish, Ayin Dalet. He quotes the Zecha Yitzchak, we mentioned before, Simon Beis, Rebitzel Leponavizha, it's not a Schus. Rebitzel Lechonon, it's not a Schus. It's not a Schus. The person is not observant. So it's going to have so many more averis than it would have had otherwise. Okay. The Beis Yitzchak, we mentioned the Beis Yitzchak before, he quotes also over here, in Eben HaEzer, writes as follows. I'll read you the words that he quotes over here, very important words. In Eben HaEzer, Simon, Chelek Aleph, Simon Chav Tes, Os, Yud Aleph, where he says that, look, the guy's going to bring him up a little bit Jewish. And then he says even more than that. He says that it's better to be a Jew, call Yisrael Shemchel Mabo, even this guy's included, even though Rabbi Osai, even though he's going to do many others. This is what it says over here in the, quoting from the Sefer Beis Yitzchak. Fine. This is what he says. Rav Moshe, as we saw also, has a similar svara that he writes, it's not exactly clear, is it good, is it bad for him, but there's a he quotes from over here from Yehudei Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Nun Ches. Shouldn't have a second tefillah, but he also writes over here in Kuf Nun Ches, maybe it's considered to be a schus, you know why? Because it's better to be a Jew, no matter how many averes you violate, than to be a goy, even if he keeps all the seven mitzvahs. Okay. Rav Moshe has another tshuva about this as well, in Eben Ezra Chelek Dalet, where he says some more or less the same thing. He thinks, he's not sure, he thinks it's likely going to be a schus, even though he's going to do many averes. He thinks, he's not sure. Rabbi Yashiv Shlit is quoted over here. This is the Pesach Din Rabbanim. This is official psak. He says that he thinks, how can he be Jewish? How can he possibly be Jewish? He doesn't understand. How is it possible? We become Risha Yisrael. It's a bad thing. It's a bad thing. It's being a Korban Chatas each time, even if he's a Tinshu Nishba. How can it be full of Averis, Torah Kapara, and every one of his deeds, and still to be a Schus? How can it be? Nonetheless, even though Rabbi Yashiv thinks this way, that since there are those who disagree, Ein biyodeinu la'achriya, shageiros tochal b'diyevin. Maybe it's better to be just nidbak mezar shel Avraham Avinu. Anyway, it's no better than a safek ger. So writes Rabbi Yashiv in this Piskei Din. So it's no better than a safek ger. Okay, so it's a safek ger. So it's great. Sfeikas are the worst thing in the world. He's not sure he's Jewish, not sure he's not Jewish. Really, it's bad news. But the truth is, the Beis Yitzchak himself says, look, it can't go wrong. It can't go wrong. Manashach. If he's from... So we see, it's a schus, so he's Jewish. If he'll say he's not from, he follows his non-from father and mother who adopted him. Nu, ein lecha magcha gedola mizu. So the bitl gum of the chalos against the Freya. So you have nothing to lose. Wait a minute. Is that true? Let's say a watch. It's good if you have a watch. I give someone a watch for you. So it belongs to you. Okay? If you protest, you protest. Otherwise, it's yours. What if something is not a schus? It's 50-50. Some like it, some don't like it. And they give something to somebody on your behalf. I would have said, it's no good, even if you say yes. It's not a schus. So Beis Yitzchak is saying, well, it's a schus to be Jewish. He'll tell me, maybe it's not such a big schus because he's going to do somebody averis. Well, if he does the averis, Then it turns out he never wanted it. See, he never was Jewish. But the problem is, if that's the case, even if he turns out to do a mitzvah, he should still not be Jewish. Because it wasn't a schus b'shaito. But this is all found in this beautiful summation over here. In the sefer called Mishnah Sager. And then he quotes the Achiezer. Reb Chaim Oiz is not sure whether the Beis Yitzchak is correct. In what statement? Namely, that if he's not from, that itself is a macha. This is in Chela Gimel Simen Chav Ches. We saw it a long time ago in the very beginning. That could be the opening shir. Where he says that might not be considered to be a macha. The fact that he's not from is the Tinash and Nishba. He doesn't know any better. A macha means he doesn't want to be a ger. It's not enough that he sins L'Teyama. That's not enough. So suggests Reb Chaim Oiz. Says the Baal Mishnah Sager by Klein, a very nice vort. He thinks this issue of whether a macha requires an explicit protest, I don't want to be Jewish, or it's sufficient that he conducts himself doing averis every single day, that's Shaila, depends upon the flip side. We saw before, and we learned the sugya Gdili Chol Nimchos, according to some poskim, once he's from, de facto, he keeps a from life for a short amount of time, that's considered to be a Kabbalah. Others say, no, you have to be told that you can protest and make some kind of a more significant Kabbalah. So he writes as follows. He says this. I'm reading what he says. Some say, the fact that you know the Bekashus Shoachas Achash Yigdil, Megala died of the Nichol Ebegeris, even though you don't even know you're not Jewish. So too, the Hefech. As long as you're completely not from, that's a machor, that you don't want the Geris. But the other Rishonim will say that either you have to be Mocha before you even turn 13, we spoke about it in Beis Medrash earlier, or other reasons. They don't say that just being from is an implicit Kabbalah. So too, being fry does not work to be an implicit rejection. You need it explicitly. That's a nice, interesting tlia by the author of Mishnah Sager, and it's in the parentheses here, the top of page, Reish Ayin Hey, column 2, which I thought was a very interesting thought. Very interesting thought that should be Hobo Italian. Okay, could be. Rabosai, let's now discuss a few important matters which we haven't discussed yet, which are of great significance. Great significance. We had mentioned that the Rav Sherman Shlita has two psukim on the issue of Geirus. We can get these things online. You had it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's show everybody. Let's discuss it. Two psukim. And remember, Rabbi Sherman is sitting on what they call the Bet Din Rabbani Agadol. So what he says is certainly very significant in the real world of Eretz Yisrael. Of Eretz Yisrael. We're going to turn to the first, I think the first one he called Sherman, I think somebody called Shemesh. Is that correct? You had it, I saw you had it on your, I pressed only one button, I got it last time.
No, I have to now redone.
Why not? Why? Don't you? You have your computer with you? Oh, it's going to be a whole big scene. We wait until tomorrow. They can do it in a second?
We can do it.
Try it. Okay. You can try it. So Rabbi Sherman first quotes the words of the Bezin of Ashdod that the Dayanim who do these wholesale garrison, even though they know full well no Kabbalah Smitzvahs, these Dayanim are Rishoyim. We already quoted it last week from Rav Sternberg. Rav Sternberg was quoted over here in this psak as well. And the Beis Din of Ashdod said the same thing. And therefore, there's no need to investigate each and every person who went through the system in these Beis Din Miuchad L'Giyur, see if he's from or not. Even if he's from, he's not Jewish. Because there's no Beis Din. The Beis Din are Rishoyim, Psulim Lodun. Why? Because they're going against the psak of the Gdolei Hador. The Gdolei Hador. Now, the question is, but why? They are trying to do the right thing. That's it.
Which one? Shemesh or Shemesh?
This is the first one. Is it Tosh Samaches? What's the date?
Tosh.
Yeah, that's what. That's what I want. Page. Start with page 5. I think that's what I wanted. Page. Good. I'll scroll down. Page 5. Well, which one? Make it bigger. Yeah. That's good. I want to read this, right? Good. Thank you so much. I'll try to maneuver myself a bit. Thank you. Herr Sternberg, he said, B'shas HaTak, we read this last week, Ulei Lifsel Dayan Eid Bezdin Megayash and Megayah Benigel to Das Kol HaPoske, Shem Shesom De Mitzvah Kavni, Nismach Al Hilfas Anal Shem Mikorim Be'per Gimel Sanhedrin HaFavav, Hanuk V'Roy De Kavri Be'yomtev. There were those undertakers who buried the dead on the first day of Yomtev. What's the din about burying dead on Yomtev? Anyone know the din? What's the din? Who knows? Yomtev Sheni, you can do it yourself. A division through a goy. They did themselves a division. No! The Mishul Mitzvah Shari, Lechain Lo Nifsul the Eidus. Jerome Sternberg is relying upon this. Venerally, the Ein Halochos Elu Nobos Adin Shifrenenim. Ein Ledamos Psilas Bez the Machmas Haverish Adayin Ubez Adin Morim Uposkin Benigal the Psikos Kogoli Aposkin. The Psilas Adayin Machmas Haverish Ad Beginum Nifsulot Eidus of the Yos Dayin. What does that mean? Haverish Adayin Morim Bezodon Benigal the Halocha. He was calling, he said he's doing bizarre. This is a mind-boggling tshuva. He claimed that these rabbis are passing on purpose against Allah. He avera b'mahus avodasa. Chovas adayan lipsok api alocha b'vad. V'alken afilu shu over avera zu b'toch machshava shu osa mitzvah. Eitem mevatles mishkal avera sheposelas es mahus heos adayan. Lo shamada shekavonos u machshava shu mitzvah matiros adayan lipsok b'zodom b'nigul alocha. Uladas teva. Notice over here, suddenly he's getting a little bit flimsy. That's Torah. Elam ken kashenitan koach miyuchad b'chol nakadav min haTorah p'chol yahalocha shemagdiras and esibus shebehem chacham efilus koach levat lemitzvah lavi avera k'rosh shom. Gives a motion. Kashedayin lokeach shochat. Hu nifsel milios dayin. Lo mishem shover avera shel dekichach shochat shofchos on the rosh is a posel also. No. Elishu nifsa mishim shalakicha shochad pogas mahus hatafkit hadayan lodan velishpup mishpat tzedek. Al kenka shadayan lokeach mishim shal mitzvah uvichavik. He thinks it's the mitzvah. Gam also nifsa milios dayan. Shkelakicha shochad pogas mahus tayos hadayan lishpat tzedek. I think he's 100% right in this paragraph. I printed this in Beis Yitzchak some years ago. I was so bothered by the fact that there are dayanim out there who are taking money on the side. So I once called one of my good friends who's a dayan, who's a real elochayid. I said, what's going on over here? They're apostle London. Oh, they think it's okay. They think it's okay. But a dayan, I don't think it's okay. This is not, I said Rav Sherman's word. If he thinks it's okay to bury the dead on Yantar Rishon, he thinks it's a mitzvah. It doesn't passle. Here, the mere fact that he thinks it's okay to take what I consider to be shochar, that itself passles him. I'm masking to Rav Sherman 1,000% so far. So far. Because the question is, who said they went against Zodan against Allah? Who said so? They went against some rabbis. That's true. But since when am I required to listen to another rabbi? Who said? I passed the way I want to pass. Who said Mechliv to pass against any other rabbi in the whole wide world? Who said? So he quotes the Bezdin of Ashdod. The Kalas Hadas, Machshilas Arabim, in all cases it's Potzel, because it's kind of Metaras Hashemets and Metkuf Lundutamim. They think that they have Kolach Adam and HaTorah, they have Mezidim Apikursim, they have Msulim. So he says, this is crazy to say such a thing. Why are they Apikursim? What do they do? They pass the Ptak you don't like? So what? What makes them Apikursim? He says, apparently you can't go against the Gdoli Ador. What does that mean? We don't understand what this means so far. We're going to get to it a little bit later. I want to go, I have some notes here, page by page, to see what he is driving at. And we'll see it again. Okay, we'll see it again over here. Hold on, see if I can find it, Rabbi Osai. Page 1 second. I'm going to try to disprove Rav Sherman from what we just learned. Yes.
What was the case
over here? They accepted Gary, but we're not from. They knew in advance not really going to be from. He calls Rabbi Axelrod, and Chaifa was the biggest machmor in the world. Even he says, listen, he doesn't realize any better, etc., etc. Aside from the fact, or both sides, that the Geras is no good, assuming the Geras is good, lift the Ivan Asita and Michshol. For that reason, they're possible. You got him coming, you got him going. If the Geras is no good, because the Golden Gdol Ador says it's no good, so you're not Bakaris going against the Gdol Ador. If the Geras is good, you're Machshol lift the Ivan. You're over lift the Ivan, so you're possible to lift the Ivan. How do you like that? So Shlomo Zalman says that. It's lift the Ivan, it's a terrible thing. So that's why you're possible. Okay, lift the Ivan Manasha. This is called the Rav Kook. If the Geirus is not a Geirus, the Machshilim is a Rabbim, but they think the Jew, Goyim are Jews and they're going to go marry them is a disaster. If they really are Gerim, they're going to be terrible Averis, if they listen to Mishra, Chilul Shabbos, etc., etc. So it's a terrible thing. Terrible thing. What's it? It calls it Weinberg, Sridei Esh, Ger Kata. What does he say? Lo Zem Lvash, Ena Geris Chuslo, Lachov Gomorus, Ligom Chov Lodom, Alfish, Ena Yehudi. Then he says, the Geris is a Chova, I betel him, I betel him, Ena Ger Klal, Vyobodei Mishol, Shech Shavu, Vagam Hu Yachshav, Vesasav, Yisrael, and the Shah the Taras Ribi Abakshon Shotzim Bizet. So he is the Dvarecha that he is Jewish, can do Averis. And if he's not Jewish, it's worse. If you can't win, you can't win. You can't win. That's what they say. Hold on a second. So he says over here, he went to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman and he argued with him. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, maybe it's not Lifnei Ivan, it's only later on. And he's like, I hear what you're saying. But I'm sure when I said it, I knew what I was talking about to answer your question, and I'm not changing my mind. So therefore, when I heard this, I went back to the Sugar of Sherman, and he found Milcha Shlomo, and he says, yeah, I understand. It's not the same as someone who does a wedding for somebody who's not keeping Taras to Mishpocha. There he's not directly involved. But you're creating a Geirus, it's worse. So therefore, there's a Fe'iver, and he quotes Rav Kook again, etc., etc., etc. Not what he writes now. This is the Beis Yitzchok. Okay? Look what he says. Here's such a critical piece. As I told you before. Why? The Mamanashah. In the Kabbal of the Kaim called a mitzvah, Chazaka Shlo Yavar. Vim the Daito Gamata Shlo the Kaim, Achlava Ksasan, Lohaviger Klaal. Lo Yonashim Yavar. The old. The Mamma Kamaka other fled the Konis to Klai Yisraf Shay Yonash, it's called Yisraf Shechel and Labot. Uschus God all the fun of Avsh Oval Tas Averis, etc., etc. So you write over here. The Ned Yeshlomad Lohave Michshol, the De Misha Megaro. It's not considered to be a Michshol. Nonetheless, Yikomagom, Hare Machshol Acherim, Shechosh and Shu Yisrael, Masin Del Bito, who Bem is going. So it's no Michshol for the Ger. It's a Michshol for the who, for the other person who's going to marry into the Ger. Now, this is in Yoredei. And Evan or Ezer, referred to earlier, Ger Kotten Shaviyu Legiyu of Yisrael Rosha Mechal Shaz Ovel Trefis, and his mother's a Goya, is a Schus, even though he's going to be with parents who are not from at all, right? What do you say? He says, look what I wrote in your day, that Yesh Schus Lager Av Shenenash Mikom Yesh Lachelik Olamaba Shem Shenichles Aklal Yisrael. Okay, that's what he says. Good. So now he says the following. He's Mizbate Balaton Mikhsho. The Gabe Misha Megara, the host of Sham. What do you say? It's still a good idea to come, even though it's doing Averis. Rabosai, it seems he's saying, that's how I read it, there's no Lifnei Ivel Osite Mikhsho. He said it's not a Mikhsho. He's better off being a Russian Yisrael, right? Now you read it? Comes up a Sherman with a knife. And he drives a wedge. He says to Beis Yitzchok, never said the word lifnei ivel osita michshol. He only used the word michshol. Rabbi Sai, please. He used the word michshol. No, but now he's listening. Look what he's saying. Look what he says. And I think he's incorrect, but look what he says. Dvarim elu einam shayochem begidrei isur shalifnei iver. Shekein isur lifnei iver b'mishamach shal b'yisurim ve'averis hu isur ben ono la'mokul. B'zeh shu mevi v'shutach v'masa avera sheyesh b'zeh p'giyah b'dvar rotzon Hashem. It's a chiddush to me. U'legabe isur zeh ein zeh mishaneh, modern Hebrew. Im atot saw klapi ha'mizgayer hi sheyesh l'schus possession nichas l'klal Yisrael. Ein zeh mitzamtem ez ha'isur lifnei iver Shinyana Pagia Bemisha Shabaran Lamoko. Kasher also Bezn Kovea Shu Obar Minachu Yusov and Kovea Sayoso Yisrael Bamavar Bezn Yotar Yisrael Avarian Shu Obar Vachotel Dvar Hashem Mitzvosa. Is that true? The Fneiva is an Yisrael Benon Lamoko? What do you think? Yeah?
The Fneiva is a person.
That's what I thought. So it's Benon Lachavero. I'll ask you a bigger Kasher. Rabosai. Rabbi Yoshev himself, the God of Ador, Mori Posek Ador, keeps calling him by that name, which is deserving, is Masupik in a case in which the parents aren't from, and the kids that grow up not from. Why is he Masupik? According to Rav Sherman, the best is possible with the Fnei Lassidim Yishol. Menei Obey. So Rav Sherman tries to overcome this here on page 10. Yesh mokom lekabelas dibei beis Yitzchak din haskus likonis the klal Yisrael shenemru b'chelak Eben Ezer b'yachas leger kut. Oh, shesham kol tokef agir shenasai de bez nikov shem Paul in b'gir leschusa. Uven esiva shagir kut and hevi achi Ezer svaras beis Yitzchak chematzina shemoran mori agrash al yashiv shlita kovitz chuvas chelak beisim and nuzayin. So we saw earlier. Let's read these words. But the Yevet Kvagiru also in the Lachros, that of Anu Eno Biodel Lachria Shagaris Lokalagam of the Yevet, Chef Shishes a Gufa Miskusto Shinishai, the Torah of Mitzvahs, the Nidbek was Ashla from Avinu, Al Kaponel Yasubi de Savagir, as I quoted to you, etc., etc. Fine. Yeah, but, so when it comes to a Ger Katan, Rabbi Yashiv is saying he's not a Dayan Possum. So I'm asking you a question. So why is he dying posel by a Gevoro? I don't understand. On page 10, Rav Sherman is Houdini. How do you get out of it? How do you get out of it? Get caught, Washington, be any difference? I don't see the difference. The word Michshu was used by the Beis Yitzchak and Ger Katan by Ger Gadol. And he wants to say that by Ger Katan, he only used the word Michshu loosely. When it comes to Ger Gadol, if they even mamish, and even though it's good for him to be Jewish, it's lifnei iver anyway. But I just don't see it in the words. If you can read these psalms, you can get it online. I have the hard copy here in front of me. If you can figure out what Rav Sherman is talking about, let me know. I don't know what in the world he's talking about. From my perspective, from Rav Yoshev himself, you see klara that a bezdin that's megayah someone who's not shomer mitzvahs is not in violation of ta'iv l'asit and mishnah. Why? It's possibly better to be Jewish. So according to those who say that the Geras is Chal, and even to do with many Averis, it's not going to pass with you as a Dayan. I'll give you a Mashal. So he writes over here, I'll give you over here a Mashal. Trying to find it over here. No, not here. I'll give the following Mashal. Two Mashal. One is Reb Shlomo Zalman's Mashal with respect to Messiah of the Over Aver, which is similar to the thing, not identical. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't have someone in your house eat without a bracha. You over lift Naivir. From Shlomo Zalman Paskins, that if by not feeding him, he's going to have Sinas Yisrael, Lo Sis Zechicha Bovecha, and he said, Daraisa, better feed him. The small Aver, even without a bracha, the Rabbanon. Better you should do it the Rabbanon than to be over in the Daraisa. That's what it says, Rabosai, in Mincha Shlom. What's the source? Rabbi Kivegan. Kivegan says, you imagine, catch this now, you see somebody with a razor in his hand, a lady passes by, she sees a man, he's about to shave with a razor. Right there, it's in his hand, he's ready to all lather up. A person, Chas Shalom, who does, how many averes is he over if he shaves with a razor? Anybody know? Five in different spots. But how many averes in each spot? Two. The rabbi explains. Echad, The mashkis v'yechad l'nishchas. He is the on one. He is the shaver and the shavi. There's two averes. Huh? So a lady is mufka from all this stuff. She's not mechuyev in any of this stuff. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, she should take the razor out of his hands. Not Rav Shlomo. Kivega says this. And Hilchos Makif and Nikif there, and Kufay and Tess, whatever it is in Yoradea, take the razor out of his hands and shave him. She's over nothing. She's not in the parasha. He is taka over what? Nishchas. He's not over mashchis. I should say, Hail of Yavera. She's saving him from an Avera. Would I have two? And I was on one. Kivega. I want to go back to the Michshol. Just imagine if you have an Iver. Go back to the original example. There's an Iver that's walking. Okay, Rav Osai, he's walking straight. One second. He's about to walk off a cliff to a certain death. He doesn't see. He's walking another minute. He's going to be over the cliff and to certain death. I'm far away. I can't catch him in that minute. Only thing I can do is throw something in his way. And as a result, he's going to trip and fall over. And who knows, he may get wounded. Who knows what's going to happen from his trip? What would you say about that case? Of course you should trip him up. You're saving his life. What do you mean? He's going to get wounded. Yeah. I'm putting a small michshol to save him from a humongous michshol, falling off a cliff. So if you consider being a guy to be off the cliff, and being a yid to be all the ben olam haba, so good. So I'll bring him into Klal Yisrael. He'll do a million averis, but he's still yeshel chelam haba. I'm saying from total oblivion, from sheol tachtis, to get to the words that are used by the tilim and other places. So why the lifnei either? I don't understand Rabbi Sherman at all. Yes.
So the two different planes over here, and both the cases Rabbi gave, they're talking about averos versus other averos. Here,
I hear what you're saying. Nonetheless, it's not. If the Beis Yisrael is not a michshol because it's better to be a Yisrael balavera than to be a goy. And Rav Moshe says something very similar in Evan, in two places in Yoredea Aleph and in Evan Ezer Dalit. Better to be Rishay Yisrael. He has an expression because afterwards averus won't count. Tili Shenishba doesn't know any better. His averus won't count. His mitzvahs will count. Now, is it right or wrong? I'm not saying. But to call a guy a Rosh, a Apostle Lodin, when all these Gedolim are saying the reverse, seems to me to be simply incorrect. I just wanted to show it to you. I wanted to see the words, and I wanted to show it to you. If I didn't show it to you, you wouldn't be able to know what he's saying. Now, Abosai, I want to show you the next Shuvah. That's the, what you call the Shemesh Shuvah. Rav Sherman? Yes, sir. Before you get that, I'm sorry. One more place I want to show you. He repeats himself again. Same thing. But you can't argue. What happened over here? Why is that going?
Going on.
What? Magic. Same thing appears a few pages later. Bezin the Gaiash over Basid here, I'll lift the Iver, and there was a shogeg. What do you mean there's a shogeg? No, it's not a shogeg. Rav Axelrod, Shlita, it says, and lift the Iver, Mishim Mazagir, Mishim Choten, Vorm, Malisim, lift the Iver, Mishim Shem Svurim, Shem Mitzvah, Mosin. Right? Kobe Ameis. He's repeating himself what he said before. Here, Kobe Ameis, I said, it's a mitzvah, except the Yontif is awesome. Here, the Maisa Gir is. No. I explained before, that's a schus nechus l'klal Yisrael. That's for ketinim, for little infants, as the Beis Yitzchak says in Ebenezer. Ulam borer. No mitzvah, the best, nor anybody else. Lifol amanas tachas nochal l'klal Yisrael kavachom u'shenishal kosher rak me'apen alu'umi u'nikshar be'elokei Yisrael etc. Avon chomor. And the bezins are saying achrayut lu'umit eis lasas Hashem kamat ha'medina da-da-da, you have to be the national obligation achutzvah, you can't go with national obligations against the halacha. Kosher be'dovet bas is the same thing. National obligations. You can't do it. Ein Rom a Masa Ges, Masa Mitzvah Shum Achrayas Ala Umis, Sorach HaRab, Batorach Lidol HaSidah Shal Am Yisrael, for all of you HaRuchoni VaGashmi B'Prat Be'Eretz Yisrael. Not for Ruchni Dasi Shal Mevakesh, but for the national interests. That's an Aveira Gemuri says, Lifnei Iver, etc., etc., etc. And then he says, we don't apply the concept of Shogeg, etc., etc. אין לראות מטרות הלאומיות או חברתיות שהן מאחריהן כל שינוי מהותי מצוותי של התקרבות לשם ולתרוס ומצווסו שבפועל וזה אסטרוס שונים רוב רובם של המסגרים בבוד הדין הנעל ותנשארם וכנוכים בסנגוסם החילונס למי פולו של מסור יהודה שמאחר לגב הפולוס חיצוניוס בלי כל מהוס דוסיס מצווסיס מחייבס etc. 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 so therefore they're bombs. Okay, I wanted to show you that. He repeats it again. I'm not moved by this. They think it's good. They think it's better to be a friar Jew than to be a goy. But Yitzchak said so. I still haven't seen where he draws the wedge between a kohen and a goy. I don't see the difference, frankly. Now, give me the next psak if you don't mind. Thank you. You had a hand, someone had a hand up before? No, but you know it? Forget it. Okay. And in that's a psak which is written in Tavshin Samach Ches, signed by who? Sherman, Israel, and Albert Gili. Oh, that's in Tavshin. That's Tavshin Samaches, right? That's the first one, right? Oh, it's a new one. The first one was Sherman, Iserer, and Scheinfeld. This one is a different psak, Tavshin Samaches. Okay, again, the same story repeating over and over and over again. I'm sorry?
Which page?
Which page? I have it here in front. Hold on. This is what you printed out for me. Mm-hmm. Start with page 4. That's the one you printed out for me last, and then I'm going to go to 35. Start with page 4. Here we go. Catch this now. This is a psak of Rav Shmuel Vosnach. Let's see it. Okay, of this in Karelitz. Kasher zakas ha-girush shalok ketorah bo le-ozneinu u-shmua shamanu v'mekabal gerwin ha-kabolos amitis and the promise to keep all the mitzvahs kados. If you didn't tarah seinu ha-kadosha, you can't do such a thing. V'cholila loma sh'nishtana wa-itin and if you call shalok kibol al-atzmo l'kai mitzvahs b'lev sholem Ein ageris klum v'reim v'nochri. Okay? Then he has a thought, I can't understand his next sentence. Ha-megay shal gadoz chas v'sham olo v'locha shem ha-shamer v'azal roach ha-roach tovu l'mekab l'geirim look in Tosis. What? That the geiris is chal. He's saying it's not chal. These are gadol about what they're saying. Who signs it? Rav Vosner, Rav Karelitz, Rav Zilberstein, Rav Gestetner all sign this thing. Very nice. Can you get me to page 35? I don't want to spend going. Okay? This is an original psak of these gedolim, which was what year? Tavshin Memches, 1988. Now I'm going to go. What?
The end, 35.
I mixed up. Hold on. Maybe I'm mixing up my psak. Hold on. Second, please. Oh. Okay. This is wrong. Stuff to be. I'll find it. The beginning.
I'll find it. The end.
Starts at the top of a page with a Gili Das.
So can search for Gili Das.
Search for Gili Das. Gili is enough. This is it. What page was this?
16.
I'm sorry. My page is mixed up. Page 16. Let's read page 16. Gilu Das. Yud Ir. This is really recent. This is 2008. Everyone look carefully. Look at this. This is Mamish, the Hall of Fame of Gedolim. Yud Ir Shnas HaSheva Tashtach. Kasha Porze Gede Mashmiim Kolom Kilu Efshu Lugayar Belo Kabbalas Mitzvahs. Afigdilo asos drudov dayonim shlita haom dem al mishpah karen beis Yisrael who don't want to do weddings for them. Hinenu legalos das torak doisha ki ein geiris b'lo kabbalas mitzvahs arehem ki goyim gemurim l'chol dova. Who signs? Rav Yashiv, Rav Shteyman, Rav Vosner. I think this is the Kloisenberger Rebbe, the Vishnitzer Rebbe or a son, Rav Michal Yehuda, Zichrona Levracha, Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, Rav Karelitz, Rav Kanievsky, Rav Shmuel Arbach, Rav Shiner from Kamenetz, Rav Gershon Eshman from Peponovich, Meitzit Bergman from Bnei Brak, Rav Shach Sanalo, Nisim Tolidano. Who is that? Don't know who he is. Nosson Finkel? The near Rosh Hashiva? Didn't sign the Tzvi? Did sign Nosson Finkel? I don't know. Zechat Tzadik V'Kodesh L'Roch? I don't know if it's him. Probably, but... okay. Gamani Mitztarv, the Erloya Rebbe. Okay. So he has a... How many does he have? 4, 10, 16. 16 Gedolim. 16 Gedolim. Okay, so you have 16 Gedolim. Who passed this way? Mora and Mori, Mori Virabi, Pesik Adora Grishal Yashav Shlita, Ushagdol Yisrael, the Tsar for the Pharisee of his Kriya, Sarasim, Psikosan, and now Shapurusim, Bahabak, Chelik, Bilti, Nifran, Migili Adas. And Rosner made reference to his earlier Gili Adas. Okay, look at it now. This is mind boggling. Look what he says. This is Mechaev Es Bote Adin. Hadayon Rabbanim Lahoros Pesukamosan, V'ein Kol Tokef Lahorosam Upsikosam Shabbatei Din Rabbanim Shaharu Pasku Binyanim Elu Shlo Bikshu V'Tzirful Upsikosam Chavazdas V'Askamosam Shul Gedolei Torah Poske Ador. Null and void. You pass it against these 16 rabbis. It's null and void. Why? Why? I can find you 16 other rabbis. Who said the other way around? Why? I'm asking you a question. Why is it null and void to pass it against these 16 Gedolim? Why? I'm asking you a question. Why? Why? Anybody? Why should it be? Why should it be? First of all, read it carefully. What does it say? This is a Gilui Das. Ein geres below Kabbalah's mitzvahs. What will the other rabbis contend? What will they contend? Come on, no, what will they contend? I said, wake up. There was Kabbalah's mitzvahs. He said, I'm a Kabbal. Ah, he didn't mean it. These 16 rabbis didn't sign about that. They signed, there's no Kabbalah's mitzvahs. They don't like the one shot in the Rambam, they don't need it. The Rambam also, many people said, Rambam said, you don't need it. We're not going back there again. Right, many Gedolei Rosh Hashivas have shot in the Rambam that you don't need Kabbalah's mitzvahs, including Rav Yaffin in his Pirish on the Ritva, and they quote this. He did a job. They quoted from Rav Altusky and from Rav Erlingen, Birchas Avram, a lot of Rosh Hashivas, Rav Schulzing, I think, from Bnei Brak, a lot of Gedolim. So he writes, does Rav somebody or other, in the Rosh Hashivas. They're saying Shiurim. They don't mean the Paskin Shilas. That means. They're saying Pshat and Rambam. So, whatever it may be. Okay, fine. So we go against the Rambam. But the other rabbis will say, there was a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. You'll tell me they don't mean it, but that's not in this Gilui Das. That was in the previous Gilui Das. Even there, it wasn't completely down to the nitty gritty. Rav Dachovsky could easily sign his name to this Gilui Das as well. I would think he would sign his name to this. He passed him, forget the Rambam, the Mechaber requires Kabbalah's mitzvahs, he would sign his name if they let him sign as number 17. They're going to let him. He'll just say, there was Kabbalah's mitzvahs in the mikveh, that emotional moment we spoke about before, which I don't agree with, but you can't pin him down with the 16 Gedolim. So the question becomes, why can't you argue the 16 Gedolim? I'm serious now. Why can't anybody argue? So he explains himself. Where did they get this idea from? The Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch says, on Lo Sosur, Noag is mitzvah zu b'zman shebez nagolah b'Yerushalayim. You can't go against the bez nagolah. Maskin. Then he says, B'chol zman uzman ke mitzvah sashofet, kolomar, hachocham agorla sheyiyu b'ineinu v'zmaneinu. What do you mean, is one person? Is there one? What if not everybody agrees who the one person is? My person is Rebbe Avadya Yosef. My person is I don't know, I can pick up other names. There are many cases in Halacha where Rabbi Vosner, Rabbi Yashiv don't see eye to eye. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman interviewed Rabbi Yashiv in all cases. So Rabbi Yashiv, is only he governs? For those who say no, say fakert. This whole concept, we don't have the concept of gadol hador to that extent, is marazet. Okay? So the problem is, who are the gadolim? If everyone accepts a particular individual as the gadol, you can't go against them. But to those who disagree, now hold on a second, it gets worse. Kutzal Bechonim. I don't think we quoted him yet. Did we in the Shir on this topic? I don't think so. But Bechonim writes as follows in Kuntrus Divrei Sofer. V'chol Bezdin She'omar Achar HaTalmud V'chol Medina, but he quotes the Rambam. This is quoting the Rambam verbatim. V'chol Medina V'gozer O'tikin O'hinig L'bnei Medinos O'bnei Medinos Lo Poshtu Masa V'chol Yisrael Nei Dochak Mosh Voseya V'shibush Adrochim V'yos Bezdin She'losa Medina Yechidim V'bezdin Gadol She'oshivim Botel Mikam Ashonim Kodem Chibur HaTalmud Lefichach Ein Kofen Anshei Medina Zulinok B'minig Medina Acheres. What does that mean? It's after Chibur HaTalmud. Aber kol advarm she betamer a bavli chayavim kol yisrael alechas ben vekofen kol ir vir vekol medina medina linnog vekol medinas she nagu chachamim she betamer vedikus a gzeres vedachas betakonasim. You know why? Hoel vekol osin advarim she betalmud hiskima aleim kol yisrael vosim hachachamim she hiskina vagazu she nhigo she dano vedin yilmudu she mishpat kachu heim kol chachma yisrael aruban veheim she shamu HaKabbalah Bikri HaTorah Kulish Shavish and Moshe Rabbein. The Rambam writes that there were in the time of Ravina Ravashi, all Chachmi Yisrael came together. All of it, almost all. And therefore what they say is binding forever and ever. No one can ever disagree. Whereas, and the Reb Chaim goes further and explains, why can't Amoraim argue on Tanoim? Rambam writes in Nuchos Mamim Perek Beis Aloch Aleph, any bezin can argue on any previous bezin. Says the Bechonon, the Kesef Mishnah said, you know, they accepted upon themselves Amar not to argue on Tanoim. What does that mean, accepted? So Bechonon explains, because in Rebbe's time, they all got together. That could be Pshat Nimon in Sanhedrin Lamed Vav and Aleph. The most Moshe and most Rebbe, the Motzina Togdul and Mokom Echot. The most Rebbe and most Ravashi, again, they didn't come together. So therefore, they couldn't argue. Rebbe Chonon suggests, perhaps, in this piece, maybe Ravina and Ravashi could have argued on the Mishnayos, because they also got together. So that's the sack of Rabbi Chonon. Okay, this is fine. I accept this again, 100%. Rabbi Chonon said it. I'm masking 1,000% of the Gadol Hador to Rabbi Chonon. Okay, he says as follows. Talmud Bavli, Mechayim is Kol Yisrael, Lishmo L'chol HaRoseim, Lo Lossu B'Dev Me'adam HaShal HaRunim, Mikoach HaSkamosim Shal Kol Chachma Yisrael HaRubam. Wait a minute. The Rambam said, it's Kol Yisrael. What does he say, the Rambam? Because the Chachamim did it. Wait a minute. What is it? Is it Kol Yisrael? Or is it Chachma Yisrael? Which one is it? So Rabbi Chonon like this. Chachma Yisrael, it says Kol Yisrael in the Rambam. What's Pshat? The answer is that you need one is automatic for the other. Okay, Shita Saramba, Bez Nagab Yishalayim, where's it come from? Tzchal Sal Tamar Abavli, Tanon Amaroyim, so it's Kol Yisrael Maske. Says Rav Sherman in the most incredible extension I've ever seen like this. Kach Yishloma, look at this extension. Let's read it together inside, it's two lines. Gam samchusim shel gedolei hador, haTorah poskei hador, novas mehaskama vaakara, shel kol Yisrael vachachamav liros osim kesamchus mechayeves es kol Yisrael bedinim hagzeres vatakonos hanor shekavu. What does that mean? That's exactly the opposite of the Rambam. Min ha-hefech al ha-hefech. The Rambam says that the only things that are mechayev klal Yisrael are what's in the Mishnah, the Gemara. Because then in the time they got together all Chachmei Yisrael and Ruban, and that's binding all Klal Yisrael. Contrast this is the Rambam to anything that's happened ever since. It's not Machayev. The Rambam said exactly the opposite of Rabbi Sherman. Only in Chachmei HaTalmud they got together. Since then, the Rambam wrote in the 12th century, we've never gotten together. Why not? Well, it's this dispersion and this Gzeiras HaGoyim, whatever it is. We've never gotten together. So we have all of Chachmi Yisrael, so therefore it's not bonded. To the opposite. Mamash, the opposite. what was the chinuch talking about? Chinuch is talking, presumably, if there's a gadol that everyone accepts. That's why he used the word singular, gadol. But if not everyone agrees who the gadol is, it doesn't apply. Okay? Okay? Rabbi Chanan? Okay. Choldor v'dor, etc., etc., etc. Fine. The Rambam, okay, here goes the Kesem Mishnah. Im Torim, Kein Amaylo Pligi Amaroya Tanoi. But the whole Shas is based upon that. Shemiyom Chasimah Samishna Kimu Vekimu Shadora Sachronu Liachlo Rishonim. Vechenosugam Vechasimah Satalmud. Shom Shenechna Lonita Rishus Lashumar Lachlov. Rabbi Rasim says in Kovas Tivri Sofim, what does he mean? Sarachim Lahav, what's the name of the nature of this Kabbalah? What does it mean, this Kabbalah? Okay. So the Chazon Ish says, he argues Rabbi Chanan with fire. Mamish fire. I left it in my office. It's called Kovitz and Yonim. He says that according to Rabbi Chanan, it should come out that if we got all Chachmei Yisrael together, b'zman hazeh, they can argue in the Gemara. Says the Chazon Ish, Dvarim Elu Osur Lishomon. Not allowed to hear it. Rabbi Chanan responds, I never said it. Look throughout my whole, I never said it. Why Takanat? Why Takanat? So Rabbi Chanan explains. In order to be able to argue, you have to be what we call a bar plukta. You have to be able to understand what he's talking about. I can't argue if I don't know what you're talking about. So Rabbi Chanan writes, he thinks that the reason why we can't argue on the Gemara is because we don't know what they're talking about. They're such a high level, we don't know what they're talking about. Fine. What about the Amoraim? The Amoraim knew what the Amoraim were talking about. But, so Rabbi Chanan writes, they were on a lower level, granted, but they knew what they were talking about. So there could have been at least one exception, one out of a thousand, who knows what they're talking about, can argue with them, and go against them. That's why comes the Rabbi Chanan with his following his soul, based upon HaKadosh Rambam, and says that a Bezdin HaGadol, or its equivalent, which means all Chachmei Yisrael come together, they are at a level all unto themselves, and no one else can argue against them. And therefore, once Rebbe had all Chachmei Yisrael and said what he said, no one can argue with the single possible exception of Ravina and Rav Ashi, could have potentially. But once they weren't doing it, they didn't do it anymore. What about today? We got all Chachmei Yisrael together in 2011? No. We don't even understand that Amar Rabbi. That's why we can't argue against them. Ad kan divrei Rabbi Chanan. Chazon Ish was so angry at this. He said, it's impossible. We're so far removed from the Chachmei HaTam, there's no way we can argue about him. And as a matter of fact, you're wrong in your whole assumption. A plain Bezdin can argue on the Bezdin HaGadol. Typical Chazon Ish. So there. Why? Because the Rambam writes, a Bezdin HaGadol, etc., etc., etc. Another Bezdin can argue against him. He doesn't say Bezdin HaGadol can argue against him. So Rabbi Chanan writes back, it's obvious it means Bezdin HaGadol. Look at the next halacha. Bezdin, this whole parak means Bezdin HaGadol. So that's what Rabbi Chanan says. So according to Rabbi Chanan, the only reason we can't argue today on the Gemara is because we just aren't on the level to argue. Okay? Here, Rabbi Chanan says, Chasimas HaMishnah Gamkeh Bekibetz Kol Chachmei Yisrael HaRuban of the Kov of Bezdin HaGadol, no one can argue with them. Ben Chasimas HaMishnah LeChasimas HaGemara Ben Hazman HaMe'elu Lo Nimtza Kibetz Kol Chachmei Yisrael B'yachad Flohelem Kol Shal Bezdin HaGadol Me'elu Yefshel Achlel Al Mishnayesh That's what he means. That's what the Kesef Mishnah means. Fine. He chronos elu nechonim lechol chachmei gdoli ador shebechol dor v'dor in every generation. I agree. If they all come together. They all have to come together. And he goes to other sources, etc. Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I'll make it one wager. Okay? A wager. Now you probably have to find out who collected the signatures. I'm willing to wager these 16 rabbis never got together in Tavshin Samaches. There was someone who wrote a piece of paper and they went to everyone, they signed it separately. That's called coming together? Huh? That's the kibbutz of Kol Chachmei Yisrael? Even if there are only 16 chasam on the face of the planet, then it still didn't get together. What is he talking about? I mamish don't understand. I don't, I love Rabbi Sherman. I know what he's talking about. I thought that the whole point of the Rambam was exactly the opposite. We haven't been able to get all Chachmei Yisrael together since Chasimas HaTam. So because paper signed by 16 people, that's called Chachmei Yisrael? I just don't understand. I mean, in America, no one knows how to learn? I mean, you know, Some people they must be on a high level of learning. They didn't sign this. We mentioned Rav Avadya, he didn't sign it. In the Hasidish community, they have two token Hasidim and one token Sephardi. Forgive me for being so blunt. Everyone's a Rosh Hashivas, some of whom are not even so oisig in Pesachei Din. So again, I don't understand Rabbi Sherman. I don't understand. I agree with you. He quotes over here, there was a case of Gedolim and a fight in France. In France, they wanted to make Kiddushin al Atnai. Okay? So the Rabbana from Chaim Moser wrote to the people in France. He says, you can't do that. Ein b'yad Rabbana lafkir Kiddushin. Right? You know who you should go to? Rav David Friedman. Av Bezin Pinskalin. He's the Kana Ra, Yochid B'Doreinu, and is reading his Svarim Piske Alochas. You ask him, whatever he says goes. I'll say why we from Lithuania and Poland are getting involved in France. The Torah is not mugbol. It doesn't. There's no geography. No. I can't believe. Asher b'inyan chomer eishes ish yiskenu d'rabim takonas al das hatzmam b'li terem yisyashu b'davrim g'doli ha'horoa b'chol arzus ha'gola. What are you joking? How can you do such a thing? I agree with Rav Chaim Ozer as well. I can't believe it. Okay, but I'll tell you one thing. If there was one rabbi in France who knew what he was talking about, okay? I don't know who was in France at the time. His psak would be a psak, even if it's against the Gdolei Hador. I would have to accept it. But you can't say it's no tokef for those who follow that those rabbis, it has tokef for them. Again, you have to be a psak, you have to know what you're talking about. You can't be someone who doesn't know what he's talking about at all. But this idea doesn't apply. Of course it's better to go to the Gdolei Hador. No, I'm not disagreeing, but to say it automatically has no tokef whatsoever. Of course, Reb Chaim says like this. Reb Chaim, ein tnai b'nisuin. A letter from Reb Chaim to Rav David Friedman Mikarlin, who should tell the rabbis in France what the din is. Kvol gaono aram rabba da'ame godol ador alei rame mitzvah zu shal atzolos beis Yisrael. Achrecha yitzu kol tov seh Torah. Everyone follows him. Okay? But at the end of the day, it's just not true. Rav David was the godol ador in Reb Chaim's opinion. And there were those who held that there's another Marsh, maybe the next, the Marsham, maybe he's the Gadol Hador. He wrote, we don't know who the Gadol Hador is. Not everyone knows. I don't think it's happened since Chasimah said Talmud that everyone agreed to who the Gadol Hador is. That's what it said for Achinuch, it's probably just theoretical. You do the history better than me. There was dispersion. Everyone had their own Gadolim. And so to have a single Gadol Hador, that's his one man show, I don't think it's happened since then. And to get together also hasn't happened since then. That's exactly the point of the Rambam and Yad HaChazaka. And Rav Sherman is taking it backwards. I don't understand it. He quotes many letters written to France at that point in time. Chachmias. I don't argue with this point. Okay. To Rav Rom. Okay. Bottom line of all this is, I still don't see why, let's say Rav Avadya, for argument's sake, would pass it against us, the 16 rabbis. I don't see why it's not a valid psak. I don't see it. He disagrees with all 16 of them. Why can't he? He can find 15 on his side too. Maybe one of the same stature. To me, the whole thing is counterintuitive to everything we've ever learned. Rabbi Lezer in his town, they used to chop wood on Shabbos for a bris milah, and they were rewarded. How can it be against Rav Chachma? Because they never got together. They never know the dominion. So that's a wacky sheet, it seems to me, to chop wood on Shabbos for a bris milah, to make a knife, to make a fire. Wackier. And they were rewarded for following that psak. So a guy says, I'm a chos to Avadya Yosef. So the 16 rabbis son doesn't touch me. Again, I'm not saying he didn't disagree, but he didn't sign. So maybe he does disagree. You know, he has a bit of a different position. Yes?
You know, are there any Gdoli posts who don't call for this post? Is there anyone on their side?
In today's generation, I don't know who considers a gadol. Who considers? But Dachovsky is not. He said you do need kabbalah some mitzvahs. We saw the Netziv, who seemed to say that he was a pretty big gadol ador in his time. We saw a quote from the Rav of Varsha, who passed all the Shvar Aguna Shalas. Again, if the quotation is accurate, from the Sefer Vayan, Avram quotes it. Go look it up. He seemed to say that in a pinch. He didn't say it. He said, they fool us. They go into the mikveh. We know they're not from. We let it happen. We let it happen. But kids, it's the theology which bothers me over here.
It's a, he's basically doing a polemic over here. But the point is that he's saying that no one says that it's Kabbalah's mitzvahs worth. You don't need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. I don't know if that's a good raya, but the other side doesn't make sense either. Saying both sides don't.
I'm just suggesting. I'm not saying that the psak of the others who dog it was wrong. I'm not saying the psak is right of those who say that. Again, I repeat, Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Rabbi Dachovsky signed it himself. There was Kabbalah's mitzvahs in the mikvah. But even in Tim Saloma, some of them want to say, I want to follow the Netziv and his tshuva or some other whatever. They don't need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Whoever said it, we saw some people. Some said it. I want to follow Rabbi, the Rosh Yeshiva of Kol Torah. He's alive and well. Go to Batara, Birchas Avraham. We have 20 of his Svarim in the base manage. He got to make quote to the Rambam.
Right, but we don't follow. Like, everything could say that now, that we don't know.
I would never say sure thing. But if someone said it, you can say he's wrong, but you can't say that he's an apokryphus and he's a Russia and he's gone against the rules of the Rambam. Fakert, he's following the Rambam. Rambam said, since man abayis, no one can make these kinds of statements automatically. You can't. Can't really. So now, Rabosai, after saying this strongly, we have a number of other very significant issues related to Geirus, which I want to cover. But I'd like to ask you if you have a particular say that you want to cover them in. One is Muberish and Isgaira, which was still on your old Naram Makomas, we never even touched. One is the Gemara you may have seen over here in the Memhamid Bay is about Srora. That a Ger is not supposed to occupy a position of authority. Between those two topics, what do you want to tackle first? Anyone have a particular preference? Uberish and Iskami, a shotgun conversion, as I call it. They converted while pregnant. That's more directly on point. You want to do that first? We'll do that first. That's good. Turn to the Gemara on your old Mar Makomasil, Muberish and Iskara, Daf Ayin Ches Amanal. We'll give an introduction now, we'll get into it more. See out of the Shemaya tomorrow. Today's just an introduction. We're going to still have to hold on to Ksubas Yudalev. For both, I'm telling you right now, we're not out of there yet. Ksubas Yudalev was still there. Ksubas Yudalev quotes Nubarash and Isgaira. They quote it. And if Ayin Ches Omer Aleph, the Gemara has the following remarkable discussion. It starts off by saying, it has to do with us, Mitzri Sheni Shenatsu Mitzri Shishona, B'nash Shlishi. You know, Dor Shlishi Yavla Mekal Hashem. Okay? So the Gemara wants to suggest over here, what's the halacha? Do you follow him? Do you follow her? Okay? So the Gemara says, Mitzvi sheni shenatzu mitzvus rishona, b'no sheni avoy. Alma basa ime shadinale. You follow the mother. You don't follow the father. Frek to Gemara from a wild idea. Hifrish chadas muberes, v'yolda. Rotsu miskaba ba. That means we consider the goof of the uber to be a separate goof. So as you will mafresh two separate goofim, you can use either one you want. Two separate goofim. Okay? Fine? It's gavaldic. Eliyamet uba yerech imohu, the last narrow line. Then it's no good. It's Vlad Chadas Lemisa. What does it do with what we said before? Apparently, see from the Gemara's Kasha, that the Gemara assumed that if what? Shadina and Bus or Ime, it's because why? Uba Yerachima. It's Nafkamina for Mitzri Rishon and Shnim. Fine. Says the Gemara, Ishtik. Amole, no. Give an answer after a while. Phil Mashani Asim Nuchsiv. Asheivoldu, Hakosif Talo Boleda. It's Xeris Hakosif. Normally we're going to say what? Uber is Yerech Imo. But here, perhaps we say differently. Talo Boleda. Mora says, Asheivoldu, Hobe Amabos Avua Shadinale. Then we go back to the original suggestion. You follow the father. Right? Father. What would that mean? Presumably, Uber Lav Yerech Imo. Elohad amarava nakas mu perish in the sky of benayin tzarach tvila amai tzarach tvila. Why if ubalav yerech imo the guf is a separate guf and doesn't have any tvila? I'll tell me, Rav Yitzchak. What Rav Yitzchak say? Rubo makpet chotis. But the rice. Rubo shena makpet elavena chotis. And therefore the mud is not an interruption between the fetus and the water. I have Kanas has in the top line of and Chesam Advei, that's only Rubo, but Kulo Chotetz. Shani Ubar, Tahainu Revise, Lav Chatzitzu. So if it's Ubo Lav Yerechimo, the reason why it works is not a Chatzitza. If it's Ubo Yerechimo, it's not like it works automatically. It's not even a discussion of Chatzitza. Am I correct, Ramos? Have you read the Gemara properly? This is the introduction, Ramosai. Tomorrow, we'll start discussing this issue. What's the nature of this Ubo? Can it be Mocha? Is it a simple question? A woman converted while pregnant, and she had a baby boy, okay? Can that baby boy be mocha when he's 13? Will the bris of that baby boy done on the eighth day? There are a whole bunch of shayla. What is the nature of this baby boy? Look in Tosfos Ksuba Shadal Hamanav and see what he says, and we'll discuss it at the end of tomorrow. Tomorrow, regular time, Saturday Shemayim. Okay. Thank you.